And this is the general run of letters that I get from them, you know.
So when you actually joined the Doyle Cart, you hadn't sort of, it wasn't you were a great Gilbert and Sullivan fan.
No. I was really in rep, actually. And I'd gone home because my parents were ill and I was helping in the business and so forth. And I met a chap that I'd been in amateurs with years before, and he said that they were looking for somebody to understudy these parts that I'm playing. And was I interested in going back? I said, I'm always interested, Dave. So he said, well, learn this song, which was the Nightmare song, and I'll arrange for an audition. And I went up as an experiment, see. And I went to Glasgow, of all places. And they took me first of all, and I sang my song and did my little bit, and they said, thank you very much, Mr. Reed, we'll let you know. I thought, well, that's that. And I just came out, and I didn't go to see the Doyle Cart. I went off to see the ballet, which was playing there, which was my first love anyway, you see. And then I was back a week, and they said, the company's now at Edinburgh, would you go and have another audition? That Miss Cart was visiting the company and so forth. So I went up again, and I thought, it's the same routine this time. I had no nerves this time. And I sang my Nightmare song, and Jack's the boy from the Country Girl, I think it was. And then they asked me to do some dialogue, and I did this piece of dialogue out of Berkeley Square. And it was a mad scene of calling everybody ghosts and screaming about. And then as soon as I finished, there was this deathly hush. I thought, you've gone too far this time, John, you see. and then the voice from the front said, thank you. And when I got into the wings, Mr. Lloyd was waiting there. The manager said, we want you, Mr. Reed. How soon can you come? I said, oh. Well, I really don't know. It was really an experiment.
So what did you start as when you
Well,
you joined?
I started in the chorus, of course, and playing the small parts. Things like Cox and Cox and Box and the Judge and Annie Barley and Antonio and the small parts. The Major in Patience.
What was the first big part that you took?
As an understudy, I went on, first of all, as Robin O'Cappell. That was in Leeds, I remember. It's too long ago to remember, really. There were two nights running. I'd only been in the company a very short time. I had to do one after the other the next night. It's like two first nights, bang, bang, you see. And even when you do finally take over, it's like every night's the first night for a long time. Mm. It's not like doing the same one. You change it each time. And I remember going to the theatre that day, and I think I had some bad digs where there was no hot water or something, and I thought, I'll shave at the theatre. I was going through the stage door and said, John, you're on tonight. I said, ha, ha, you see. And, no, honestly, I have to go down to rehearsal now, and I had to go down and shave and rehearse. And it was like a nightmare, being rushed about and pulled here and pushed there, you know. And I was on it, just that day just went like that, really. I know it's all fun, though, really. I've enjoyed my life in the company.
It looks as though it's fun.
Oh, yes.
When you're on, we saw HMS Pinafore the other night. It was absolutely superb.
Yes.
I mean, have you altered it this year?
Well, I'm always altering little bits of my...
We got the feeling, we've seen it for so many years, we got the feeling that this year it had something much more.
Yeah.
Has it? Have you altered it?
I don't know.
Very drastically.
I think that you...
I mean, your encores, for instance, you did so many of Captain's Daughter.
Yes, I've changed those.
Did you do more this year? You seem to. And I'm sure if you went on all night, people would still clap, wouldn't they?
There has to be a sort of... You have to stop it somewhere. I guess sort of some anti-climax or something to stop it, which I don't like to. I really like to stop an encore when they're really wanting more, you know.
Yes. Well, they'd always want more.
Yes. And that's the difficult part. That's why I introduced that thing with the shirt.
That was very funny.
The end
on
the tail.
No, you didn't do that last year, did you?
No, that came.
That was new, I thought it was.
But you see, in a way, I changed all those encores to me, you see. I think I never, on principle, ever watched my predecessor in the wings because I thought the only time I ever watched was when I was on stage with him. But I thought, I don't want to be a carbon copy of anybody. I must be me, you see, and my interpretation of the parts. And I changed all the encores gradually because it had to be me. Because if you do some business that's in your invention, it's done so much better than copying somebody, I think, you see. And that's why all those... Mind, I had to be a little bit defiant in a way because In the beginning, there were sticklers for tradition, which they still are to a certain extent. But the encores are free. You see, they're really you. And I've always been allowed to do what I like. But we used to have dear old Isidore Godfrey, who I loved very dearly, the conductor, and still do, and we're very great friends. But he hated stepping out of the old traditional things. And I remember that in Pinafore, I got that I would do a new encore without telling anybody. And this particular one, I decided I was going to jump overboard, which to me made sense, as if I've had so much of this, I can't stand anymore, I'm going over the ship, you see. This is what was in the back of my mind. So I didn't tell a soul. And I even hired the life belt myself. I hired it. And I had it standing in the, all hidden away, you see. And I went up and got to this part, and I just went to the audience like this, and I went to the back and jumped, held my nose and jumped in the water, you see. And of course, God, he was so shocked, poor man, he fell off the box. it was just so stunning. But it hit them, you see, and it was a success, so it stayed in.
That's right.
And I've done lots of things like that, that I've just had to do to make them see that it was going to work, you see. Mm-hmm.
When you introduced your coloured glasses and your knitting and all this business in the Mikado, you can do that for years and years and years, can't you? And people love it.
Yes, I know. Well, then the fans get to expect that, you see.
Yes.
And if there's a certain number of encores, they won't let you go until they've had the full lot.
But from your expression,
which is lovely.
I don't want to go.
Oh, no, no, I'm sure I enjoy that, dear. Yes, I mean, there's things about, with Gilbert and Sullivan, and the words, I mean, in the fast patter songs, you know, how can you possibly prompt anything like that? If you go, you go, and that's it, you know. They can't prompt you.